Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 and 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along. And to the truckers that are out there, we appreciate everything you're doing as well. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out. Find out all the different things we have over there to offer. Now, joining us right now from the great state of California, IA, where it's not snowing yet, but they wish it would rain. Oh, how they wish it would rain. Anyway, it is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There they are.
There they are. Hey, everybody.
There they are. They got the cigars lit tonight.
Yes.
That's because they're celebrating Chris Cuomo. and Andrew Cuomo. And all the Cuomos. There's a lack of Cuomos tonight in New York. All right, let's say the pledge, and then we'll get into all that. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. We're watching the end of a storied New York political dynasty, namely the Cuomo family. Mario Cuomo, the father, was the governor. He was extremely good. Ran for president at one time, didn't make it. Andrew Cuomo, who was rumored to be a presidential candidate, didn't get there either. He did manage to make it for governor in the state of New York for 11 years. He also was a cabinet secretary with Bill Clinton, and we all remember how that worked out. And it should be a great day for women when powerful left-wing politicians can be held responsible for their predatory behavior. We've come a long way from the Clinton years when everything was laughed off. But as awful as Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment is, he's actually escaping accountability, Kyle, for an even graver wrongdoing. And that's the deaths of those 15,000 New Yorkers in the nursing homes that he has not accepted any type of responsibility for. And remember, after that, he also covered up the true death toll amongst the elderly. So aside from Cuomo himself, no one's behavior has been more shameful than that of our legacy media. Because just a year ago, the press was tripping all over themselves with Cuomo, praising his leadership, and they coined a term to him. Remember, I'll throw this word out there. Do you remember when they called him the Cuomo-sexual?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah. Yes. And fewer mourning Andrew Cuomo's demise, because in politics, fortune is fickle, and when the rock drops, it drops. But sometimes it seems there's a definite cosmic justice for what took place. Unfortunately, those 15,000 people that died didn't get their justice.
No, they have not, Captain. And there are those, of course, who will continue to bring that to light and not let anybody forget about that, as obviously they should. And I think we're going to hear more about that. But how the mighty have fallen, absolutely. Just a short time ago, as you mentioned, they were fawning all over Governor Cuomo. He was an Emmy Award-winning governor. He'd have his COVID-19 press conferences, and he'd talk and talk and talk. Then when the vaccine was being developed, he said, we're going to have our own people in New York, you know, make sure this vaccine's okay because it was under the Trump administration, et cetera, et cetera. And now, Captain, it's all come down to this. And Andrew Cuomo, of course, not even really, you know, he said the words taking full responsibility, but in his 20-minute resignation speech, did he really take responsibility for what he's been accused of?
No.
No, he hasn't. And so he's going to depart in 2 weeks. At that time, Kathy Hochul, the lieutenant governor, will become the first woman governor of the state of New York.
Yes, and that's going to be interesting because nobody really knows anything about her except she was a congresswoman. Everybody's scrambling trying to find out things about her, but nobody can really find out anything bad, and that's a good thing.
Well, that's true, and she has a unique opportunity because she is, in political ways, kind of coming out of left field with this.
Yeah.
But she has a unique opportunity, hopefully, to help unite the state and hopefully govern from the center. Because, you know, Captain, there are the far left waiting in the wings, hoping to cause even more chaos in New York so that they feel that they could get a leg up. But again, the incoming governor has a unique opportunity here, and we'll see what happens. Governor Cuomo himself is worn out his welcome at this point.
Yeah, and the Democrats have really lost control of their message, and Cuomo was a big part of that. And it's looking more and more like the big red wave is coming in 2022 and even 2021, because more and more people are telling me, regardless of their party affiliation, that they've just had it with the Democrats. They've just had it. We're in such worse shape right now than what we were under Donald Trump, and they all know it, and they all know how good they had it, because all they got to do is take a look at their gasoline prices when they go to fill up their car. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And did the CDC lie about some of the numbers down here in Florida for the COVID? We'll tell you that when we come back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And Relief Factor has been a part of my integrated health plan for a little bit more than 6, going on 7 years right now, because it helps my body reduce the inflammation and the pain that I'm in that I have every day. Some days it's worse than others. Depends on what's going on. Now, I will tell you that I take it regularly in the morning when I get up, which is usually around noontime because of the schedule I keep, and then again at night before I start the show because I have to sit for a long period of time. Now, all of that being said, the ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are actually good for you. Good for you. It's part of what your body needs every day anyway. Now, when you take this, it will go right straight to the source of the pain and help alleviate or even lower the pain. It is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body actually needs to have. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles, helps with the healing process as well, and it only costs $19.95. for the 3-week quick start. You get all of that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, before we go to the caller on the line, Kyle, I'm going to bring you back in. You ready?
Yep.
The CDC wouldn't report false COVID data on for Florida or any other state, would they?
Well, no, of course not. We would never expect that.
but yet they got caught with their hands in a cookie jar by the Florida State Department of Health. They caught the feds with putting up the wrong numbers for the COVID cases that we were getting, trying to make it create, like, there's this terrible pandemic going on here in Florida. Oh, my God, 28,000 cases today and 40,000 cases and all these other numbers. You know what they were doing, Kyle?
Well, they were doubling up on the numbers.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
They were putting up 2 days' numbers into one, making it look like the cases were going off the chart. Now, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, thank God for the Florida Department of Health. I'm looking right here at the press release they put out, plus the tweet that they put out. For the last week, every day, the cases have been going down, including through Sunday, where they were down two-thirds of where they were 2 weeks prior. So, yeah, there was a little bit of a spike, but, yeah, it went down, which means they're doing the right thing. The CDC, by lying and trying to connive and make it look like something terrible is going on in Florida, is not doing anybody any favors.
Well, no, not at all. And, of course, there is a dynamic there, Captain, of course, between the administration and Governor DeSantis, that's to say the least.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it would seem, Captain, that the Democrat Party elite want America to be on a glide path to 2020.
Yep. And by the way, do you want to give yourself a pat on the back for calling the Cuomo thing?
Well, thanks. Well, what we do is we call them as we see them.
We, last night at about 10 minutes after 2, said Cuomo will not be the governor much longer, a day or two at the most, and he's going to resign. We said that before anybody else ever opened their mouth based on the information that we had in front of us from New York State.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because that's where I came from, and I knew people that were telling me what they were telling me. Okay, get ready. We're going to go to the telephone line. And we've got Ian. So, Ian, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a bunch of things. I'll make them fast. First thing is pretty clear, even to the stupidest among us, that the government, the federal government, is weaponizing the COVID against conservatives and Republicans. They're going to draw this out as long as they can. It's being politicized. It has been politicized. It's going to get politicized even more, even worse. But about the Cuomo thing, now, I have to disagree with you guys somewhat. This isn't justice, okay, not at all. If it was real justice...
I didn't say it was justice.
I know you didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the media is trolling like it's not.
Yeah.
Conservatives don't think that he got his. Look, he didn't want to go.
No.
New York and California are controlled by Democrats. They're Democrat bastions. The Republican Party is non-existent, basically, now in New York State. The upper party, the inner party, wanted Cuomo out. Cuomo didn't want to leave. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to say a heresy here. I don't believe all them women. Yeah, I believe Cuomo got feely and touchy and maybe sexually harassed, but I don't think it's that many. A lot of them are Democrat stooges. Politicians always have dirt and blackmail. They keep stuff on each other that they can spring to get at their enemies. Cuomo lost his usefulness to the party. And I'm going to tell you something else. A lot of people, the wrong people, died. It wasn't just mom and pop that nobody knows about died because of Cuomo's stupid orders putting everybody in nursing homes. Cuomo, whether he did it deliberately or inadvertently, the wrong people died.
Yep.
Now it's payback time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep, it is.
And here's another thing he did. He antagonized the Jewish community, the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, in the state of New York with all those harebrained COVID things, and they're getting back at it. Now, I'm not Jewish. I can't speak for them. Jews have a variety of opinions just like everybody else. But I'm talking the ultra-Orthodox, the Hasidim, the ultra-Orthodox, the religious, the conservatives. What I'm saying is Cuomo made enemies with the wrong people, and he thought he could ride it out. He thought he was bigger, but no, than the party. No, it's always the party. And this was nothing but a totalitarian. This just shows how corrupt and totalitarian our politics are. Because if it was real justice, he'd be on trial for those, and criminal, as far as I'm concerned, for the harebrained COVID thing. And one other thing, they're going to try to make him the scapegoat. When it all comes out, when it'll come out that the COVID's been politicized and blown all out of proportion, that's basically the flu, and it's really dangerous to people 70 and up, with comorbidities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make Cuomo the scapegoat. They're trying to protect Whitmer, Newsom, Evers in Wisconsin, and the other Democrat progressives. So they're throwing Cuomo out as he said, he's the Judas goat here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. And, Kyle, you're out there in California. I heard something again yesterday about Newsom from some friends of mine in California. The Democrats, the run-of-the-mill Democratic party that's out there, not the holier-than-thous, but they want Newsom gone.
Well, yeah,
There's been so much negativity. They're deeply concerned about losing this election to a Republican, this runoff deal or whatever it is they got going on, the recall.
The recall, yeah.
Yeah, they're very concerned they're going to lose this to a Republican, number one. And number two, that it could turn around and do things like it did when Schwarzenegger came in and he had a Republican legislature to work with right after that. The next election, they turned around and elected Republicans, remember?
Oh, that's right. Captain, if we look around in California and we see what's happening in these major cities, Los Angeles, mm-hmm. certainly San Francisco, you know, it sets the stage for people to say enough is enough. And yes, you know, miracle of miracles, if you were able to get, number one, the recall to be successful, number two, having less than a monoparty system and be able to actually turn things around or at least begin to, that would be really something. But people may just be getting to that point. Politics are very strong, though. But Newsom, in many ways, I think, is sometimes his own worst enemy. If he would just kind of stop doing what he's doing, because he's starting to look pretty desperate. And mm-hmm. I think he's looking in the rearview mirror and saying,
well,
Larry Elder.
Again, I will repeat what I said in the first segment. The Democrats have lost control of their message. Their message is gone. Because of people like Newsom, people like Cuomo, and other people along the line that are becoming the face of the party. And now they're going, well, look at what they're doing. Look at San Francisco. Look at Los Angeles. Look at Portland. There's a great example, Portland.
Right. Well, exactly. In other words, these bastions are falling apart, literally falling apart. And more and more people, in fact, someone just told me yesterday, Captain, they are moving out of California. They're done. And they simply, you know, are going to get everything together and go. But the idea is that, you know, it shouldn't really have to be that way. California at one time was such a powerhouse, but now it's becoming a house on fire, unfortunately.
Well, Dr. Ben Carson said on a television interview yesterday that this is not America anymore. He doesn't recognize America, and things are going to change, he feels, because of the fact Rashida Tlaib, she produced a bill, a $40 billion bill, which is going to cancel everybody's utility and internet debt to where they start over again. And he says that businesses will not allow that. It just won't happen, and I believe that. How are you going to cancel utility debt? And an internet debt with a cable company or whatever. How are you going to do that?
Well, you tax the rich.
Yeah.
Just tax them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, folks. You're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And there's this guy that's going to take us to break right now. So let's find out who he is and what he wants to say.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to cut their recess short to take up the infrastructure package passed Tuesday by the Senate. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said that the House would return in about 2 weeks on August 23rd to take up the bill and a larger budget resolution containing another $3-plus trillion worth of spending. The House was originally scheduled to return from recess on September 20th. The Senate has begun debate on the budget resolution with a marathon series of votes expected before it can pass. And a Texas judge has granted a temporary restraining order on Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates in schools. The ruling coming after a challenge to Abbott's order was filed by the city of San Antonio and Bexar County. The ruling from Bexar County Civil District Court Judge Tony Ortega will allow school districts to require masks to be worn in public schools until a full decision on the governor's executive order is made next week. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
From Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Catch him with the Monster Cast on Sunday nights on many of these same stations. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, a lot of you had problems trying to get on the website yesterday, frankspeech.com. And I neglected to tell you that you can always go to MyPillow.com, and there's a link there to get on frankspeech.com. You have to use the same promo code that I gave you, Captain, to do it, because if you don't put the promo code in there to get on it, you're not going to get on it. It's just that simple. Now, the other thing is that if you have problems again today, Mike Lindell's website got hacked yesterday. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. You tried to get on it yesterday at what time?
Actually, it was during the show last night and so forth. So sometimes it just won't go.
Well, 12 million followers, and when you got 20 million people trying to go into a keyhole, that's what happens.
Right.
And I get that. I understand that. But if you can't get on the website, frankspeech.com, then go to mypillow.com. Again, you got to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get access to this symposium that's going on. But it's a continual thing that's going to continue through Thursday night.
That's exactly right. And they do have that special link there at mypillow.com. It'll take you to the flash sale at frankspeech.com.
Yeah, and again, while you're there, help Mike out, because, again, it's his website that's keeping him going right now, not the stores, because the big box stores dropped him like a rock because they didn't want to have anything to do with him. And after this, there may be a few more stores that may drop him, because he's telling it like it is, and he's not afraid to. But all of his items are over there. Now, the MyPillow pillows are over there. You can save yourself some $40 on a pillow, lowest price on those. the bath towels and the washcloths that I told you about. You can save $70 on those over there. And there's many, 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 many more savings by going to MyPillow.com and click on the little box that's there that says Radio Listener Specials. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them, you can do that, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And, again, I found out yesterday from the people at MyPillow that if you can't get on the website, frankspeech.com, then go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll see the little link there to get on the symposium at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be right there. And then help Mike out and buy something, because that's what it's all about right now. It's cost him a lot of money to put this out there, and getting hacked was no fun either, right, Kyle?
Well, no, not at all. And you know, Captain, what Mike Lindell's put together with Frank's speech, you know, can you imagine back in the day if you were Thomas Paine and you wrote the pamphlet Common Sense and suddenly it's all censored and so forth, but that had a huge impact on the American Revolution.
Well, you had to know if somebody was going to try to hack him and bring him down. You had to know, but he did have a backup site. He was ready to go, but it took a couple of hours or so to get that going, and then he had everything moving yesterday afternoon, right after noon, because it was supposed to start at 10, but it didn't. Now, I got a real treat for you, Kyle, and folks, you too. I've got something called the Old Cowboy. Ronald Reagan predicted today's Democratic Party and what they're doing way back in 1964. I want you to listen to this. It's 4 minutes long, but listen to this. We're going to have a quiz at the end of it. This is absolutely chilling because he predicts everything that's going on today back some almost 60 years ago. Here we go.
This is the issue of this election. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. Now, it doesn't require expropriation or confiscation of private property or business to impose socialism on a people. What does it mean whether you hold the deed to the or the title to your business or property if the government holds the power of life and death over that business or property, and such machinery already exists, the government can find some charge to bring against any concern it chooses to prosecute. Every businessman has his own tale of harassment. Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government, and freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment. Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the Founding Fathers. Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and the most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. This is the issue of this election. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or right. Well, I'd like to suggest there is no such thing as a left or right. There's only an up or down. Man's old age dream, the ultimate in individual freedom consistent with law and order, or down to the ant heap of totalitarianism. And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. In this vote harvesting time, they use terms like the Great Society, or as we were told a few days ago by the President, we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. But they've been a little more explicit in the past, and among themselves, and all of the things I now will quote have appeared in print. These are not Republican accusations. For example, they have voices that say the Cold War will end through our acceptance of a not undemocratic socialism. Another voice says the profit motive has become outmoded. It must be replaced by the incentives of the welfare state. Or our traditional system of individual freedom is incapable of solving the complex problems of the 20th century. Senator Fulbright, has said at Stanford University that the Constitution is outmoded. He referred to the president as our moral teacher and our leader. And he says he is hobbled in his task by the restrictions of power imposed on him by this antiquated document. He must be freed so that he can do for us what he knows is best. And Senator Clark of Pennsylvania, another articulate spokesman, defines liberalism as meeting the material needs of the masses through the full power of centralized government. Well, I, for one, resent it when a representative of the people refers to you and me, the free men and women of this country, as the masses. This is a term we haven't applied to ourselves in America. But beyond that, the full power of centralized government, this was the very thing the Founding Fathers sought to minimize. They knew that governments don't control things. A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose. They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Wow.
Wow. You know, Captain, just right there, just a few moments ago, Ronald Reagan had said about the idea of a liberal person talking about the government meeting the needs of the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that jogged my memory of Joe Biden just the other day when talking about what was happening in Cuba. He said, look, you know, they got to go meet those people's needs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what Reagan was talking about, and we see now just how that has infiltrated into thought. That, you know, in other words, Biden was like saying, go be better communists or something. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and of course, the Great Society was referring to Lyndon Johnson. That's when we heard about Cloward and the Piven strategy that came up. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, all that sort of stuff. And they're still today trying to get that through.
Well, that's right. Now, what we just heard Reagan talking about there is a very good, succinct idea of political philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people, Captain, these days, they've far left, the squad, they have a political philosophy, but it is only to undermine the very simple notion of freedom, self-determination. They literally are in it for all the marbles. They'll use some terms that are supposed to sound, quote-unquote, democratic and this kind of stuff, but it really is something entirely different when you strip it all away and you're able to see exactly what the underpinnings of it all are.
Yep, and hello to Richard the Marine up here in Oregon saying hello to us through the website. And, again, you can send us messages right to the website or through the website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Richard finally figured out how to do that.
All right. Hello, Richard. Semper
yeah.
Fi.
All right. Semper Fi's right. Okay. Hold that thought, Kyle, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along during the overnight hours. And hello to Kelly. I'll have to see where she's at. I have no idea. Might be a he. And Trucker Eric, I hope you're behaving yourself tonight. We'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free.
With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce. It's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Brought to you by the pilot and fine Jay nearest you. When you see them out there in the road, pull on in there, find out what they're all about. And if you don't know about the pilot and flying J, you haven't been driving very long. That's all there is to it, because they are the nation's largest truck stop chain. And if you don't see a pilot in your travels, you'll see a flying J in your travels. And if you're out west, about all you're going to see are flying J's, because that's where they were out of to begin with, up here in Utah and Wyoming and Idaho and Montana and Oregon and Washington State and California and Arizona and New Mexico. And then they came to the east over here, where there's probably four of them, I think, in the state of Florida right now. But anyway, Pilot and Flying J, check it out. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and then become a member of the Drivers Club. Or if you're an RVer, become a member of the RV Club. All right, this is an oldie but goodie, and I'm playing it because I found it. I forgot all about this song, and it takes us back a few years, so here we go.
Thank you.
You remember that one?
Yes, very much so.
The Who won't get fooled again.
That's right.
And that's coming in 2022. That's another. See, I had an alternative reason for playing it. That can be the theme song for 2022.
Absolutely. That's right, because it's not going to be like 2020.
No, not at all. And there's been a lot of learning going on here and a lot of things done behind the scenes. So people are going, keep going, well, where's the people in the streets? Where's the Republicans? Where's the Tea Party? Where's this? Where's that? They're all there, and they're all working very hard. You just don't see them because they're doing things behind the scenes that you have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, unless you're there and they are in a member of the group. But it is what it is. Now, wow, we got so much weather tonight. I think we'll stick to the continental U.S. first. So I'm going to read the weather statement about it before we get into the storm that's now called Fred. Remember we told you we'd be talking about Fred tonight?
That's right.
He's there and coming this way. Dangerous heat continues to impact a large portion of the U.S. As widespread excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect right now, especially in several major metro areas from the northwest coast all the way to the northeast coast, a lot of the major cities. Now, meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms are expected in the next few days from the Great Lakes into the northeast U.S. and the Ohio Valley and parts of the Midwest. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Down in the American Midwest, Southwest, I should say, tonight we've got flash flood warning. This is going to be in the Tucson area right now. But also, we've got a dust storm warning on the map tonight, folks. This is going to be in eastern Arizona, southern Arizona, coming along I-8. We're going to be coming through Yuma, also over into California, through El Centro, in the Brawley area. You definitely want to be aware that we've got a dust storm warning there. But if you continue heading west on I-8, you're going to run into the flash flood watch that goes all the way from the Mexican border pretty much all the way up through Victorville. So this is going to mean if you're coming up Interstate 15 heading towards Barstow, you want to be aware of that. Also, flash flood warnings up near Blythe as well tonight. So, again, I still have, I believe, along I-10. So, again, be aware of that. Right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, they're reporting smoke, so that's quite an interesting thing for them, because obviously we're continuing to see smoke from these wildfires. The wildfire, the Dixie Fire, by the way, continues to burn. It scorched over 500,000 acres in Northern California. Continuing on in Colorado, air quality alert covering the top half of the state. Wyoming, almost the entire western and southern half of the state. Fire weather warning near Billings, Montana. That's been there for a while, of course. Air quality alert in central Idaho, but this is where the heat's going to get turned up, Captain, in Washington State, also in Oregon, and the high-pressure system that's developing there means that temperatures are going to be on the rise, and people are going to start being affected by this again over the next few days. So be careful, stay hydrated, and stay cool in those areas.
Well, you want to see heat come to the Midwest, southern part of Wisconsin, the southern third of Iowa, all of Illinois, all of Missouri, the western third of Kentucky, the western half of Tennessee, most of Mississippi, a lot of Alabama, Louisiana, the northern part of Louisiana, all of Arkansas, all of eastern Oklahoma, eastern Texas, and halfway across Kansas, and you got high heat advisors and warnings there. Also, it looks like as if the western third of South Dakota tonight, you got a fire weather advisory up there. But New York State, straight across I-90 and straight across the Southern Tier route and all the way up and down I-81 to the Canadian border and coming up I-87 all the way to the Canadian border, you're going to have a high heat advisory there, as well as all of Massachusetts, all of Rhode Island, all of New Hampshire, a part of Maine, half of half of Vermont right now, and New York City going to be very warm there. The eastern third of Pennsylvania, very warm there, to include the cities of Philadelphia and Trenton. Looks like Baltimore, you're going to be in it too, high heat there. And down in North Carolina around Raleigh, you're going to have some high heat there. But here we go with the rubber meeting the road with Fred. If you take a look at the weather map like we're looking at right now, Kyle, you see that big red thing coming towards Florida. See it right there?
Right, right.
Notice it's on the north side of Cuba.
Right.
That means the mountains of Cuba are not going to affect this, which means this thing is going to be out there in the warm water. And as I said before, they have no idea what this is going to do. So, people, you need to pay attention. Now, right now, it's a 40-mile-an-hour tropical storm with some higher gusts. It could possibly be something more than that. And I'll just read what it says right now. Tropical storm conditions are expected in portions of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico tonight and are expected to begin in the Dominican Republic today. This morning, tropical storm conditions are then possible in northern Haiti and the southwestern corner of the Bahamas by late Wednesday. Again, this is keeping it out pretty much over the open water. It's not sure what type of activity it's going to have with land, if any, with the mountains. But certainly Cuba, it looks like it'll be on the wrong side of Cuba where it could intensify again, even if it does weaken a little bit. And this weekend is when the interest, starting with Friday, over Saturday, over Sunday, that people in Florida will have to start paying attention to what this storm is going to do.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, this is, again, hurricane season starting up. So now's a good time to check your supplies to make sure you've got what you need.
And there's another storm about a week behind us that just came off the coast of Africa following the same path.
Exactly right. So check and make sure in case you have to evacuate or you may not be able to get something for a few days, especially medicine and other key items.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this is going to be a big old bad one. I'm just saying that it's going to be certainly a tropical storm with lots of rain, but it could be more than that. We don't know yet. We just don't know. All right. Hold on there, Kyle. And, folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and we'll be back. Hour number two coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.